You know, sometimes you've just got to take your own voice back, and there's a lot of stuff that I was being written about and speculated on that I had never ever addressed, and I felt like I needed to do that because I needed to speak directly to the people that are reading those things, and I had the opportunity to do that, which was hard, extremely hard, but the right thing to do.
Absolutely. Madame Tussauds, we saw your new wax work.
How amazing's that?
Isn't it funny?
Isn't it funny?
Because do you go in and they measure you up from top to bottom?
Yeah, literally. They take a picture from every angle. The back of your head, the side of your head, the front of your face. They measure you with like two little prongs on what I can only describe as long tweezers with two prongs on the end. So they get the dynamics of how far apart your eyebrows are, where your nose is in relation to the start of your eyebrow, where your lips start from then. It's like very, very precise.
It literally is a waxwork you, isn't it? I mean, in the way of the size and everything. Were you pleased with it?
I mean, I feel honoured to have a waxwork. It's crazy. But looking at it, because the first time I'd seen it, and I just couldn't soak it in. I was looking, thinking, that's me.
Do you think they should, you know, when you come out on the X Factor, they should put it there instead of you just wheel it out, see how long it takes?
Wheel her out, plonk her on.
Just control the arm like they do with puppets for kids'
TV. Yeah, exactly. I was just saying, it's a shame she doesn't talk. I could send her around to a few things.
Two places at once. Yeah. And did they miss out on your new tattoo? Did they miss out on that? Or
it was done after.
Right.
That was done after.
But I see.
They've immortalised me. I can't immortalise myself. I need to.
That's true.
Things will change. It's like back then I had the. It's a moment in time, actually. It's like caught in a moment in time, and they change. They change it every few months, every few years, sorry.
That's
so
right.
So maybe when they change it, they might add that on.
That's right, absolutely. Got a couple of questions here from some listeners who knew that I was talking to you today. Joe says, Cheryl, are you moving to America to do USA X Factor?
Oh, that's not something that's... I'm trying to get through UK X Factor right now.
True, yes, absolutely.
So who knows? I mean, you just never know, do you? Never say never.
Robert says, with everything that you've gone through in the papers, how have you helped your girls with some of the publicity they've been getting from this year's X Factor?
I tell them to not read it because it's hard to deal with. I remember when I first started, I used to sometimes cry myself to sleep when I used to read negative things. It's a hard thing for people to understand that have never experienced it. So I definitely talk from experience and I tell them to not read it and to keep their chin up. And, you know, the most important thing above all else is that they go out on Saturday and they perform well, because then people watching just see them for what it's meant to be, which is a great performance, and they forget sometimes the bad things they've read.
Listen, Cheryl, good luck with the X Factor. Let's see if we get a hat trick of wins.
I'll give it a go.
I'm sure you will. I'm sure
Thank
you'll
you
do it this
much.
Year. And obviously, good luck with the album as well.
Thank you.
And it's going to be a fantastic album to buy. I've listened to it, so please go out and buy it. Cheryl Cole, thank you very much.
Thank you very
Take
much.
Take care.
Thanks. Bye.